nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May peraan.
May peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket, investment, negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang negosyante at may-ari ng tahanan at certified plant nanay, si Darlene Ladio mula sa Melbourne. Kamusta, Darlene?
Mabuti! Salamat!
Pa-practice ka na ulit ng Tagalog. So, umpisahan na natin, ha, Darlene. Kailan nagsimula ang tahanan? Did it start out as a side hustle before ka nag-alaga at nagbebenta ng tanim? Sige, tell us about that.
Actually, before tahanan, it was side hustle. It was Cold Green Empire Street. It was something else before tahanan. But selling plants on the Facebook Marketplace. And then after that, it was going to markets, and then it quickly grew. So then we had our own store. And I guess like from there, I was on social media and I had a lot of followers that were Filipino. And I was meeting a lot of Filipinos, like doing their side hustle and business and just women creating. So Green Empire Street began as a plant store, but then turned out into more than that. So we started stocking local made products and just supporting other businesses that that I was meeting through that. And then eventually we sort of outgrew, wanted to again go back to my roots. That's how sort of like the Hanan came to be. So it did start, I know, a side hustle, selling plants, being a plant nanai. Throughout the pandemic, it grew, and then here we are. We have the Hanan was born.
Yon, I want to know, did you realize that you can actually include renting out your space, no, for anything that deals with healing and creativity? So I want to know kung paano mo siya pinasok dun sa business model mo.
To combat having to pay all the outgoings, but retail wasn't doing so well. So we thought, look, we've got this beautiful space. At the moment, it's just, you know, not many people know us right now. So we have to make sure to keep it sustainable. We have to do something. There was a lot of people who were inquiring already, but I guess the timing was perfect and my family friend moved in and things aligned. And I realized that it wasn't such a bad idea to rent the space for the community to enjoy as well. And that's been really nice.
Ano ba yung interest mo sa plants? No? What is the effect of plants sa iyong well-being?
For me, plants was sort of almost like an escape. Migrating from Philippines, so I grew up in the probinsya in Pangasinan. So running barefoot or rice fields down the river, and then coming into Australia, it's not like that. We're in our homes. You don't really know your neighbors, and you're not out there. So I think for me, it was almost an escape. Even from like high school, I was bringing in whatever plants I could find. Like a lot of it would just die or like dead branches, but I just wanted that. You know, growing up, I just wanted a piece of home. So it started out as, I guess, an escape and to make me feel nice. Plants now for me is like a home is not a home without a plant, because space is a lot softer.
What is the business model now?
Business model. So we do, for the plant consultation aspect of the business, it's mainly for business owners who want to have the benefits of having plants indoors, but also they don't have the time to take care of them or lack in knowledge of, you know, what kind of plants to put in their space and that's going to be easily maintained. So for us, we come in, we assess the space, guide them on which plants would go well where, and then put it together nicely. Curated pots, and then at the end of that we make sure that they know how to look after it and that they're equipped with the tricks and tips. Plants it's not supposed to be complicated.
Tama ba? You also maintain the plant.
Yeah, once every quarterly we come in, or whenever they feel like their plants need a bit of pamper, we'll come in and make sure that there's no bugs. That there are bugs, we treat them and we make sure that their leaves are wiped and we make sure that they're fertilized. We just give them a good pamper and good love for the plant maintenance.
Do you remember how much yung capital na you poured into setting up the space for both the shop and the space itself?
Approximately 4 tahanan. It was not as, I guess, organic as Green Empire Street. It was like, I started with $80 built on. I was like, oh, maybe like I can flip this plant. Oh, and then it kind of grew from there. To set up the Hanan, I put 40,000 budget just to make sure that when we opened, we had enough stock and the branding was more polished.
What is the value of the products or services that you bring to your clients?
I love that. I guess for me, the value that I bring with the product, be inspired to like clean or zhuzh up their home, you know, when you get something nice, but something meaningful as well.
Okay, so now in terms of giving back, how do you support other communities?
Giving back, I guess that's one of our core values. And I guess it's one of the reasons why I started business. And I think that's why I got into it so organically, because it's always in me to want to do better. And support a lot of like ceramics and wood makers. And also back home, we have beautiful bras, jewelry made in Palawan, made by women, designed by Filipina. And we've got pigs. It's the path that I want to continue.
What are the plans that you have for the business in terms of scaling it?
Last year has been a lot of experimentation and seeing what works for me as well. Like, I thought that opening a retail store was where I wanted to, you know, down. And it's had its challenges and also things that I've had to question, does it align with my values? Like having to sell a lot of stuff, which is not really, I was like, actually, that is not me. So in terms of moving forward and scaling the Hanan, I want to be able to be more selective of what we create and putting out range that is a range that's intentional, thing that we love, and not just to fill our store with stuff. And I don't want to do that, to fill your home with stuff. And yeah, moving forward, I want to do that local, but also, again, like bring it back home. Like, just want to go home and be able to connect with the makers and do it intentionally and as best as I can to represent craftsmanship from Philippines and present it here in the Australian market. Good quality, and I want them to get excited about it too. So yeah.
Ano-ano yung mga risks and challenges of being in this business?
There's so many challenges. So many challenges. Financial risk is a huge one. And I guess like one of the things I've learned is that risking something that you can afford to lose is something that's key for me, because having a family, I have to make sure that I'm also responsible as a mother.
Now, final message, Darlene, sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or those who want to start out their own business. Sige, ano ang gusto mong sabihin sa kanila?
I just want to say, whatever idea you have, just start it. Just start somewhere. Like I said before, with my previous business, Green Empire Street, I started with, I didn't have money. I was struggling to pay rent. It was really struggle street, but I had this like vision. I don't know where it came from, but I had this vision of like having my babies in the background and like plants surrounding me, and I just fill it with the beautiful things that I love. And I started with, like I said, $80, whatever it was, maybe even less, because I just bought one plant and then I got a hat from Ukai Ukai op shop here and then paired it together, put on Facebook Marketplace, didn't sell for like I don't know how many weeks. And then one day someone wanted to buy it. I was so excited. And it all started from there. So if you have an idea, I say just start it. Like, do it. Why not? What have you got to lose? You never know where it's going to take you.
Maraming salamat kay Darlene Ladio sa uulitin. Thank you so much, Darlene.
Thank you po.
Mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.